Professor Babacar Mbaye Diop, Doctor of Philosophy at Dakar's Cheikhanta Diop University, first started researching Senegalese African names in 2006 while thinking up baby names for his own daughter. He noticed that ancestral ethnic names were being forgotten with the introduction of Islam and Christianity in the country.
My name is Babacar. Usman, Aliou, Mohammed, Jean, Paul, Charles are all names inspired by religion, either Islam or Christianity. You can be Muslim or Christian and keep your African name.
Et garder son prénom africain.
He's already logged some 500 names, but suspects many more have already been forgotten. His goal is to preserve national identity.
Before we were Muslim or Christian, we had first names. Our ancestors had first names. Today we're losing them more and more due to names derived from religious inspiration and, in my opinion, the worst form of colonization. It's not political, it's cultural, because we were stripped of our identity. For me, those first names form our identity.
With the arrival of his daughter, Professor Diop wanted to break away from convention.
I don't want to give her a Muslim name. I'm Muslim, but I wanted to give her an African name, a name that has nothing to do with Islam. Finally, I told my wife, give her the name you want, but I prefer an African name. People struggle to understand that here because names are usually linked to a namesake in the family.
Senegal has around a dozen ethnic groups, all with interesting and meaningful names like Kodé, which means star, Gora, meaning brave man, Tierno, which means knowledgeable, or Yuma, which means mother's milk. Sometimes a given name is relevant to your position in the family, like Yero, meaning fourth boy, or Penda, third girl. Professor Diop found that the Bassari tribe in southern Senegal has just 8 names for girls and 8 names for boys.
Les gens oublient souvent.
People often forget that we have our tribe before we have our religion. We are Wolof, Serer, the Ola, before being Muslim or Christian. I think it's important we go back to our roots.
He decided to list the names on a calendar. Just 1,000 have been printed by the Ministry of Culture, but he plans to update the names and print out 10,000 more. Learning about the origin of names is a welcome move.
I think it's a good initiative. It would help embody our African culture. It will help us go back to our roots.
African and Senegalese first names? Between the religious and the Senegalese names? No, I can't tell them apart.
Nabil, a student, also has a tribal name, Thombo, which comes from his ethnic group, the Balanta, found in southern Senegal, the Gambia and Guinea-Bissau.
Traditionally, we introduce ourselves with our name, Thombo, and now with religion. I was given a religious name, Nabil, from Islam, which is the name of the Prophet.
Both names are part of his identity, he says.
I don't have a preference. I like them both because the name from my Balanta ethnic group will help me to know my roots. When I'm with my tribe, it's that name that connects me to the elders. When we greet each other and you give your name, the others immediately know your tribal roots.
Altered over time, some names have totally lost their origins and have given birth to new names. For RFI, Emmanuel Landé in Dakar, Senegal.